Jenko Roku, case one. When Shakyamuni Buddha saw the morning star and was enlightened, he said, I was enlightened instantaneously with the universe. That's where we began this session. That is the translation by G.U. Kenneth Roshi. The other translation that we used was by Francis Dogen Cook, which he quotes it as, I, the great earth, and all beings simultaneously achieve the way. Simultaneously achieve the way. I, the great earth, and all beings simultaneously achieve the way. And in a sense, we can say this achieved way continues. So Dogen Zenji in Genjo Koan is restating this. The Genjo Koan is the individuality of things, the all beings, all things, and their absolute equality, the ultimate reality in which all things are distinctively individual and yet equal in their presence of their suchness, a mouthful, which is another way of describing what Dogen is saying with Genjo Koan. But that's explanatory. Everyday life is exactly this absolute awakening of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So yesterday we began Genjo Koan. Today we'll continue a little bit more. We're only going to touch a few aspects of it, but to carry the self forward and realize the 10,000 dharmas is delusion. That 10,000 dharmas advance and realize self is enlightenment. It is Buddha who enlighten delusion. It is creatures who are deluded in enlightenment. Buddhas who enlighten delusion, creatures who are deluded in enlightenment. Further, there are those who attain enlightenment above enlightenment, and there are those who are deluded within delusion. When Buddhas are truly Buddhas, one need not be aware of being Buddha. However, one is the realized Buddha and further advances in realizing Buddha. That's an English translation of these aspects, the second, grouping in the Genjo Koan. This is from The Way of Everyday Life, translation by Maizumi Roshi. Now, in a fairly ordinary way of looking at it, to carry the self forward and illuminate dharmas is delusion. To carry the self forward, if you just think of it in an ordinary psychological way, when you have ideas and you approach reality from the point of view of the ideas, your predisposed, preconceived ideas about it, what you see in the reality of dharmas is delusionary in the sense that it's confused and skewed and worse by the preconceived ideas, the carrying self forward. If you have ideas what someone is doing in your backyard and you go there and you see them picking something up, you think, oh, that's a thief. They're stealing something from me. On the other hand, it might be that something else completely different is happening. But you've got ideas that that's a thief in your backyard, so whatever they do gets interpreted in terms of that. What, having strange feelings in your body, oh, that's some sort of sickness. Oh, what is that? Is that a heart attack? No. Well, maybe it's my chest is collapsing. Maybe it's etc., etc. Of course, right there, all sorts of dichotomies and dualisms are maintained. And even if you practice with it, even if you have some, ah, that's what it is, even that realization, even if it's a so-called hindrance, becomes a problem because it's a separation of self from before and after. Whatever you get, oh, that must, no, that's not a heart attack. Oh, that's just my my gastric upchucking from eating all that chocolate and then downing all that wine. Even that is just more delusions. Even insights are insights from the narrow point of view. So it's very clear to understand when we say that carry the self forward and realize something is delusions. But when the 10,000 dharmas advance, the myriad dharmas advance and illuminate self, that's awakening. That's, in a way, saying that it's not such a big deal. Maybe it's psychologically useful. But really, that if that's the limit of our Zen, then it's just another kind of self-help psychology that doesn't get to I, all beings, the great earth, realize the way, realizing the way from before and after, across time and space, if I use such fancy words. And yes, delusion, enlightenment, in one sense, is simple to talk about, but those sorts of distinctions are still the distinctions of before and after. That's not very deep of Dogen if that's all he's saying. See, if that's all Dogen is saying, it's just some sort of self-help thing, saying, well, don't have preconceptions, and those are going to be a hindrance for your realizing what's going on in your life. While that's true, that's not going to reach very deep. That's not going to enable us to really be who and what we are. See, carrying the self forward doesn't mean human psychology, much less human self-centeredness. So what does it mean? What is this distinction between delusion and enlightenment? What is this distinction? Because that's what Dogen is also wants us to go much deeper. It is Buddhas who enlighten delusion. It is creatures who are deluded in enlightenment. What is this? What is this? Those who attain enlightenment above enlightenment, and they are those who are deluded within delusion. But this is, in a sense, the kicker. When Buddhas are truly Buddhas, one need not be aware of being Buddha. Nevertheless, one is realized Buddha and further advances in realizing Buddha. So what is Dogen getting at? See, from the beginning, as we know, you only encounter Buddhas and Bodhisattvas throughout your life, from beginning to end. Of course, whether they know it, so-called, whether you know it, so-called, it's not important. It's very important for their life and our life, but it's not important. It's not important because despite everything, all is the never-failing manifestation of this mysterious truth-awakened way life. That's what, when we do Bodhisattva's vow, that's what Tore Zenji is pointing to. That's why our practice is this moment as is, the perfect way, not difficult. Not difficult, except if we're not blinded. Excuse me, except if we are blinded by likes and dislikes. Then it becomes difficult, because then we miss what's always so. In a way, you could say you only meet bodhisattvas, and yet bodhisattvas or Buddhas who are blinded Buddhas, and yet they're functioning Buddhahood in the midst of this blindedness. No problem being blinded. No problem being deluded. Sometimes we need to be even more willing. Maizumi says, I'm more than willing to be deluded. That is our way. Beginner's mind includes all the so-called need to improve, even though from the beginning, you and everyone you meet is perfect as they are. The perfect manifestation of this Genjo Koan. And the perfectly manifested Genjo Koan includes working to improve, taking care to fix what needs fixed. If that appears, that's beginner's mind. Oh, I need to clean up here because a little bit messy from when it got put down. Perfect. Only Buddhas create messes. But we don't want to see that in our life. People who create messes in our life, whether physical or mental or psychological, they're not Buddhas. You've got to fix up their mess. Oh, so much trouble. From the beginning, only Buddhas, no deluded people, no delusions, and yet our practice is, as Dogen talks of, enlightened delusion where there's no delusion. See, if we think there's these two things called delusion and enlightenment, we already are making a big mess. It is only Buddhas who practice. It is only Buddhas. Only Buddhas who make messes. So how do we approach a world where there are myriad Buddhas and Bodhisattvas all around us, some making a mess and some not? Or how do we approach our life where we, as myriad Buddhas, as a myriad Bodhisattva, appearing and disappearing moment by moment, make messes and clean them up? That's the kind of practice we need to have. We are nothing but Bodhisattvas who need to atone over and over for messes that we keep making. And the messes are the perfect manifestation of our practice. In any event, in any moment, in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. This is the Shakyamuni's awakening. I, the great earth and all beings. If you want, I could add on, and all stars and all directions and all manifestations. It says, great earth and all beings. Humans, other beings, beings that we don't know, beings that inhabit our gut, beings that might someday kill us from cancer or otherwise. I remember somewhere, a practitioner talked about making friends with their cancer. Another guest that their practice was to make friends with their cancer. Of course, their cancer was killing them, if we say it that way. And yet their practice was making friends with their cancer. Otherwise, we oversimplify and generalize and turn practice into some psychological getting better. It isn't what we're talking about, because from the beginning, your life as is, as, if I say it, as it unfolds, is nothing but the perfection of the Buddha. And yet, there's things we find that, excuse me, we messed up. I was going to use a stronger word, but I decided I wasn't going to use it here. But sometimes we think that, oh, I really did it. Or I was so stupid. Or angry. Or hurt. And yet, that's exactly our Buddha activity. Getting angry, apologizing, not apologizing because they've gone off and I've harmed them. How do we be this, carrying the self forward and illuminating Dharma's delusion? How do we be the myriad dharmas going forth? So myriad dharmas going forth is easy to understand. If we get out of the way of circumstances, then the universe can take care of what needs to be done. But even that is hard to do. Easy to understand, hard to do. But how is it that we can in a sense, integrate our practice so our practice practices us. In a sense, that's what Dogen is also encouraging. How do we have the 10,000 dharmas advance . There's really no way we could practice without self. And yet, how do we practice in the midst of self without having self run the practice? How do we practice with the myriad dharmas coming forth and illuminating self? Clarifying self. What self has to get out of the way so that the myriad dharmas can manifest self without self-centeredness? In a way, that's what we do when we do Zazen, in a certain sense. If we strip it bare, we notice ordinary mind thoughts, and we be this experiencing. Or we be this ordinary mind thought experiencing. And yet, all sorts of directions we want to go off with our emotional reactions. And right there is the self coming forth. And yet right there is the opportunity to allow to be the myriad dharma of self coming forth without self-entangling. The thought, emotion, whatever you call it, coming forth and passing on. Being this experience where we don't add on, therefore, thereby, judgments that we believe and entangle in. They, of course, arise just like the snow flakes arising, and yet they don't blind us. That's our practice. Self, other, delusion, enlightenment, those are all useful reminders, but they're blinding the myriad dharmas coming forth. How do we be completely the self coming forth and yet not hindered by it so that, in a sense, it's the myriad dharmas of this moment, no self. Self is so completely self that there is no self there. What is that? How can it come forth without hindrance? How do we be hearing, seeing, just seeing, and even noticing thought come forth, even noticing the therefore come forth and not go therefore, therefore. Not hold on to. See, that's over and over. And when self comes forth, great. That's the myriad dharmas coming forth at self. And that's nothing but I and all beings of the great earth. Self is one of the all beings. Nothing else. See, that's why this Genjo Koan is easy to say and not so easy to be. Not so easy to be, despite the fact that we can't be anything else. There's not a single other thing. There's no one excluded, and yet we are sure it's excluded. So there's no way to practice without self. And yet, that's the guide, the fact of practice. Be this experiencing as is. Not this experiencing as some ideal of what it is, but as it is in, as this body, mind, thought, emotion. It's not to get rid of the thought. Note the thought, indeed the experiencing, which is nothing but body, mind, or body, thought, hearing, seeing, smelling, experiencing, just this moment. Since you are just this moment, be comfortable as being just this moment. More than comfortable, be willing to embrace and be this. Be completely this self moment, and right there, that's the whole of the practice of being Buddha. It's the delusion, enlightenment of this moment. Whether it's carrying self forward and illuminating dharmas, or myriad dharmas coming forth and illuminating, enlightening self. This is the Genjo Koan. The koan of everyday life, as Dogen calls it, the equal, how does this person say, distinctly individual and equal in presence of suchness. Suchness, ugh. I don't know why we use such fancy words sometimes to translate it. See, Dogen's words are simple and earthy, if I say it, even though they're not so simple. What does he say? 10,000 dharmas delusion. 10,000 dharmas advancing, enlightenment. Is self different from 10,000 dharmas? Is 10,000 dharmas same as self? Same, different, both together. Just this moment. Being just this moment. Ordinary mind. Ordinary mind. No self. No delusion. No enlightenment. No dharmas. Right here. That's our practice. Then you can call it myriad dharmas advancing. Is there a self outside that? Is it the self of myriad dharmas? So Dogen is helping us to both see where we entangle in dreams, and yet to face us directly to the reality that all beings of the great earth, together with Shakyamuni, are awakened. All beings of the great earth. If you want, you could even notice where you say, except for me. Except for fill in the name, except for that person who always gives me trouble. All beings of the great earth, it's only Buddhas who awaken Buddhas, only deluded who are deluded beyond delusion. Only Buddhas awaken Buddhas. Only deluded are deluded beyond delusion. So, despite the fact that this might seem confusing, this might seem, why does he use these words, delusion, enlightenment? Why does he use, say, those who have great realization, delusion, are Buddhas, those who are greatly deluded about realization are sentient beings? All of that is only from the realm of Genjo Koan, of from the beginning, the interpenetration and intermingling of individual and suchness, of delusion and enlightenment. Then no problems, completely deluded, wonderful life to live, completely enlightened, wonderful choices to make. Perfect way, not difficult at all. Just avoid picking and choosing. Just avoid picking delusion, picking enlightenment. Then, beginner's mind is exactly who and what you, what we are. Beginner's mind is exactly the opportunity to polish the jewel, polish, improve the perfection that is your everyday life. Thank you.